With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. World leaders and Russian opposition activists wasting no time in blaming the death of imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny on President Vladimir Putin and his government. BBC correspondent Frank Gardner reports on the reaction from the Munich conference.
Russia, Ukraine, and the war on Europe's eastern borders were always set to dominate this conference. But now the perceived threat from Moscow has been brought into sharp focus. The sudden, untimely death in a Russian prison camp of President Putin's most prominent critic has provoked universal condemnation of the Kremlin here. Meanwhile, the questions over NATO persist.
It is an endorsement Joe Biden may not want.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said his country would prefer to see Joe Biden win a second term, describing him as more experienced and predictable than Donald Trump. That's even though Moscow strongly disagrees with the current administration's policies. Mr. Biden is a fierce critic of the Russian leader, calling him a killer in 2021 and denouncing Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Putin has frequently praised Trump, so his motives for saying President Biden is a better choice for Russia were unclear. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, political contributor Matt Continetti telling the Salem Radio Network this week the White House has no need to keep lecturing Israel about showing restraint in Gaza.
It would be helpful. It would be worthy to do that. And we should recall, too, that the IDF has taken great pains at following America's advice in order to reduce civilian casualties, thereby actually increasing the risk to Israeli soldiers.
Continetti says the United States should stand firmly in Israel's corner as it seeks to eradicate the Hamas terrorist regime. This is SRN News. Now, the Southern Baptist Convention issuing a voter guide.
It's called The Nations Belong to God, a Christian Guide for Political Engagement. And it was put together by the denomination's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission just in time for the accelerating 2024 election cycle. ERLC spokesman Miles Mullen tells the Christian Post, quote, "This guide casts a vision for political engagement that goes beyond just voting, but encourages Christians to be involved at every level of politics in a way that honors the Lord." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Finally, some good news out of Pakistan. The government there announcing the beginning that in the fall, Christian students in the public school system will no longer have to study Islam if they don't want to. In fact, a new curriculum is being introduced this year. It will allow young Christian people to learn more about their own faith, including lessons on the Bible and Jesus Christ. This is SRN News. Colorado authorities issuing an arrest warrant for a former funeral home owner and director. Here's Ron DeRockstra with more on that story.
Police say the 33-year-old woman kept a deceased woman's body in a hearse for 2 years at a residence where cops also found the cremated remains of at least 30 people. The grisly discovery occurred February 6th during a court-ordered eviction of a Denver house rented by the owner of Apollo Funeral and Cremation Services in a Denver suburb. The business has been closed since September 22nd. Colorado has no routine inspections of funeral homes or qualification requirements for operators. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
A look at Wall Street for yesterday. The Dow ending the week on a down note. Dow was off 145 points. S&P 500 fell 24, but still above that 5,000 mark. NASDAQ dropped 130. More details at srnnews.com.